Hello and welcome back to Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul. I'm the game master for this podcast. And this is another one of our character introduction episodes teasers or however, whatever we end up wanting to call them. I've got Colin here with me now, and I'm just going to have him explain a little bit about Bedlam and how he is as a character. Say hi. Say hi to the people, Colin.
Hi, people.
There you go. Works for me. So we've already done our player bios and introductions, so we don't need to do that here. But let's just talk a little bit about Bedlam. Tell me about him.
So Bedlam's real name is Harold, and originally he was born into a pretty poor family. However, around age 5, his dad got a promotion into upper management of some large company. Harold never really paid attention, and the family started moving up in the world. He got the opportunities then to start pursuing his passions like martial arts, and he eventually got fairly good at it and transitioned into mixed martial arts. Unfortunately, though, around 13, his dad died from overwork, and his family was plunged back down to their original position in society. What was even worse, though, was at around 15, his mom was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. So unfortunately, this wasn't able to be solved by the advanced medicine in Riverside City, and it couldn't be subsidized. So they had to pay out of pocket, which eventually ended up draining out whatever savings they had left. So once his old friends from school found out about his family situation, they started to become more distant. He wasn't invited to parties. Just what you find out. Trying to find my notes. However, his neighbors at the time, once they did find out, he started living in a less economically prosperous area. They did everything they could to help. The community bound together. They cooked dinners, did chores, and Bedlam did what he could in turn to help pay back the favors when he had the time. However,
That was perfect. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah. Eventually, after graduating high school, he ramped up the amount of care he had to give to his mom, but eventually she died. There wasn't really anything any science could do, just what happens. Afterwards, Harold just began helping out his neighbors, trying to pay them back for everything he did. And he eventually realized as he was wandering around the city, he didn't really need to apartment anywhere, so he just started sleeping on the streets. He eventually got a knack for finding safe places to sleep, and since he didn't need anywhere, he just became homeless, out of choice. Since he was fairly capable, he then continued helping out whatever communities he found in need, and
So Bedlam spends most of his time in the poorer sections of town, the Suck, the Stacks, you know, other places like that.
Yes.
Okay. Describe what kind of character Bedlam is. I believe he's a Sun Soul monk, if I am not incorrect.
Yeah, he's a Sun Soul monk, and eventually he'll be adding in the speed power set. So I chose that because the sun power set gives a bunch of decent resistances and also deals an additional 1d4 on any hit. Monks, while they have many drawbacks, they do land a lot of hits. So an additional 1d4 on a bunch of hits is going to add up over time.
Yep.
Additionally, one of the flaws of the monk is that they are limited to the amount of actions they can do. So I'll be taking the speed power set to significantly boost what natural mobility the monks have, and additionally giving him a few more actions to make use of. So he'll be able to attack even more. He'll be able to have save actions for dodges and disengages, and just be able to make the most out of the monk power set and just minimize all of the downsides of the monk class.
Well, not all of them, but the majority of them. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but I mean, it'll be significantly more effective. So instead of having to waste his turn dodging, he can get out all of his attacks with the additional 1d4 damage on them at a slight range. And then also then disengage with an AC of 19-20 at higher levels. So all these little things I'm planning on adding them up for some pretty good synergy.
I like it. I like to hear that you've got a plan for it, and that you know you're moving forward with an idea in mind versus just kind of spitting at the wall, seeing what sticks. But yeah, I think we've got a better idea of who Bedlam is as a character. Is there anything else about Bedlam you want the people to know?
Not at this time. For anyone interested in spending a few hours in a few minutes in Google, try and figure out the meaning of Bedlam. The name should be a fun little side quest for you.
All right.
For literary references.
I think we're good for that. I'd like to say thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and look forward to the first episode, first real episode after you get through all these teasers. We've got two more. We've got Bright Force and Damon left, and after that, you should have the first episode. It's a bit of a doozy. All right. Well, I've been Paul, your Dungeon Master, or Game Master. You can find me on Twitter at CURUNIR471. I'll put a link. I'll put a link to it in the description, as well as a link to the book that this is based off of. Colin, you got anything?
And I've been Harold. I'm Colin, and I've been playing Harold. And I don't have anything yet because I don't really like social media. Yeah,
we're gonna fix that one of these days. All right. With that, it's time for us to get out of here. You guys, everyone, have a good luck and good night.
Yep. Stay safe.